I'm Andrew Schneider at 92.1 KRLS here with Ellie Brower and Catherine Wheeler. They are two of the seniors of the Pella Christian girls soccer team as we join them here after practice. Ellie, I'll start with you. What has it meant, A, to have a season? A year ago, the last time you and I talked on the radio was over Zoom. It's a lot better in person. I imagine it's a lot better to be playing again.
Yeah, it's fantastic to be playing again, and especially this season, the weather's been wonderful. It's been like, yeah, it's been great to be back on the field and playing again, and it just makes you realize how much you're grateful for what we have when you didn't have it last year, but yeah.
Similar question, what does it mean to be able to have this season and to have a senior season and to be able to share the field again with your friends?
I'm just so thankful to the Lord that he is blessing us with a senior year and a soccer team, and it's not really even just about my senior year, I guess, but just being able to come back and play with a team in a team sport.
Well, and Ellie, as we think about just things going from a win-loss standpoint, right now it's been kind of a roller coaster. You've had some nice wins, you've had some tough losses, and a lot in between. What are the things as a leader you're trying to work through, knowing it's been kind of an inconsistent season so far, and the things you're trying to do to get this team a little more consistent and a little more wins between now and the end of the year?
Right. This season it's been very different because we have very few returners. It's a very new team, and so we're trying to get used to playing with each other, and so it's been a lot of ups and downs, especially with hurt players and readjusting to different positions. So yeah, it can be really tough to adjust and try to find where you belong in the team, but overall I think that we're doing our best and trying to stay consistent, and no matter what, I think we have a lot of fun at games, win or lose.
Well, Catherine, what's it like trying to lead basically two groups of freshmen this year, knowing that there are so many new faces? And, you know, when we talked last year, it was a huge graduating class that had left the program. How have you tried to fill that leadership void and try to especially encourage some of these younger girls?
Well, our theme is relentless this year, and I just think back to that word and being persistent and nonstop and just being encouraging to the younger girls and just taking a couple seconds here and there to answer their questions or tell them how to play a position and just be present on the field for them.
Well, and Ellie, the postseason is going to be here in a couple of weeks. You still got some really tough opponents between now and then. How do you hope to prepare, and what are the things you're hoping to really focus on to give yourself a chance to win a couple of postseason games? And how do you hope to use this upcoming competition and those that you've already played to make yourself better?
Yeah, so we are in a tough conference, and being such a small school, it can be really tough to compete with those big schools. But I think it's nice because we have nothing to lose, and they have everything to lose. So we just come out there with as much energy as possible, and we use those games to prepare us for the postseason and, yeah, give it our all.
Catherine, what do you think the overall team goals remain, knowing now that you've played a bunch of games and you kind of know where this team is at?
Well, I really don't think our team goals ultimately win the state championship. I think our main team goal is to have the mindset that we are one team that works together for the glory of God.
Very good. That's Ellie Brower and Catherine Wheeler joining us here from the Pella Christian Girls Soccer Team on the Radio Sports page. Appreciate your time. All the best, ladies, and hope we have some postseason games to celebrate at the end of the year. Thank you.
Thank you.